Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Healers is a worldwide community of people who believe healing comes from the inside, as well as all the answers needed to live a happy, healthy life. As such, has set the Inner Healers Radio, an online talk show on alternative medicine, to provide life guidance and help people connect their emotions with their natural inner state of health. With this radio, and the help of all our guests and callers, we hope to create a space for sharing our lights online. Listen to your favorite teachers, authors, psychologists, channelers, healers, psychics, music therapists, and more. Join show host, healer, and founder of Inner Healers in Peru, Luciana Stiglich, while she unravels each topic hand-in-hand with her wise guests. Many people around the world have improved their lives thanks to their sharing through the Inner Healers community. Join us for a joyful experience. Shows are recorded, so you can download each as a podcast to listen on your way to work or whenever needed.
Everybody, welcome to our Inner Healers Radio. Today, our topic is Angels Protect Us in Time Change. And our guest is Linda West. Our month topic is change. We certainly have gone through difficult moments, each of us. And today we want to ask Linda, how come angels protect us through change? Linda is a psychic medium with a master's degree in metaphysics, a certified angel therapy practitioner by divine virtue, a theta healer, a licensed massage therapist, and a certified biofeedback technician. Her practice currently consists on angel readings, massage therapy, and quantum energy medicine with the SCIO, the Scientific Consciousness in Trace of Creation. She's the author of the acclaimed book, 8 Keys, a Special Delivery Message from the Angel. She speaks weekly as a radio host on Empowered Life, and is now with us to help us understand how do angels protect us in times of change. Help me welcome Linda today. Hello, Linda.
Hello, Luciana. I'm so happy to be here. And our angels always protect us. You know, it's amazing to me. When you make that connection or when you ask for help, how heaven just seems to move in your direction. The problem that people have with this is that they don't know or they don't have the faith or they don't have the trust to understand, to allow heaven to move in your direction, to allow the angels to create for you right circumstances out of whatever is happening to you. And it is also true that we as humans will oftentimes view a situation that is in our life as negative when it is actually just energy that is now being transformed by the angelic realm, by our source, energy that is being transformed to work for our highest and best good. We need to let go of judgment of whether things are good or bad. We need to let go that the universe does not protect us, or the universe isn't taking care of us. We need to understand that it's all good. It's all good. And what is the most wonderful word that we have, which is faith? If you take it directly from the Bible, faith, the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Just because we can't see how something is going to work out, just because we as the human part of this do not understand how this could possibly turn out to be good. Doesn't mean it's not going to. We have to understand that the overview, if you think of your angels, if you think of Source, if you think of the other side, if you think of that spiritual energy, what a high frequency it is, they weave this amazing tapestry behind the scenes to create in our lives everything that we truly want. So as they're working behind the scenes, they're going to take things in our lives and they're going to change things or they're going to shift things. And then we down here as humans are thinking, oh, nobody's watching over me. They're not taking care of me. Look at this change that has come into my life. And that's not true. We have to let go of judgment of good or bad. Trust that the universe is watching over us. I think it's this is a statement that I always like to use. It's by Albert Einstein. You have to decide. Everybody out there has to decide whether you live in a friendly or hostile universe. And if you understand the nature of it, you're going to know, oh, I live in a friendly universe. It is always taking care of me. And just because you have circumstances come into your life that you don't understand or you're viewing as bad does not mean you are not being watched over and taken care of. Does that make sense? Are you there, Luciana? I'm having trouble hearing you. I'm going to keep on talking then, because the universe itself is... Oh, there you are. Hello, honey.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's all right. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you. How come you...
You're cutting out again, and I'm having trouble understanding you, your question.
Yes, change.
There you are.
Usually compels. Yeah, change usually compels.
Were you in the midst of a change period in your life, or what happened to you?
Oh, I'm always in a period of change, and going through some more now. I don't think there's any of us that have been unaffected by the universal frequency changes on this planet, which affect us emotionally, physically, spiritually, but also by the economic changes that are taking place right now. In 2008, when the crash took place, I mean, and it was global, and we, you know, I live in Arizona. I live in a very small town in Arizona, less than 7,000 people. The economy has taken a huge hit, and that has taken a hit everywhere. We are all experiencing these changes going on. We have a very pivotal time between 2008 and 2012, and that we need to understand that change had to take place. We were living in a false economy, of course, now we all realize that, but we were also living under illusions of our spirituality. And when I say that, I mean it in the most affectionate way, because it's easy when things are going good. It's easy when money is being made. It is easy when it just seems like you're flowing along there to believe. It's easy to have faith. It's easy to trust. But now, since the hit in 2008, when the economy took a dump, this is where all of our spirituality comes to the forefront. It's like, what are you choosing to believe? Because change came to everybody in one form or another. And it came to myself. It came to my own household. I had to close the business. We had to lay off people. My husband has a construction business. We are still being affected today. And as you look out at things, as I said, we're looking at so many of these changes as being so negative. What we're really being taught here is that it's not the money. It's not the money that comes from your job. Money is energy, just like everything else. And what we're really being taught here is this is where your spirituality, this is where what everything that you have learned, this is where your belief, trust, faith comes to the forefront. This is where the rubber meets the road. Can you look at your life as you're going through these tremendous changes? Can you look at your life and say, thank you, God? Can you look at your life and say, I trust and I believe and I detach from this situation? I give it to you, angels. I put love into this situation. I give it to you. Take care of it for me. And you'll be surprised. You'll be shocked. You'll be amazed how the universe is going to watch over you once you get rid of your judgment of what we feel is good or bad. I am going through things I never thought I would have to go through. My husband and I are making decisions that we never thought we would ever have to make. And I view this as a free, that we are being set free, that we are being taken on this path that is going to bring us love, joy, peace, prosperity, and health. But I got to tell you what, being in present moment is very, very important. If you can't be grateful now while all the change is going on, if you can't say, okay, angels, I trust. And because I trust, I have joy, because I know they're going to take care of me. They're going to send the right people to me. They're going to make sure everything gets taken care of. This is our spiritual connection. And this is where you have to decide, as I said before, do you live in a friendly or hostile universe? Are you going to look at your God figure, whatever you look at God to be, source, universe, whatever, and say, okay, I believe, trust, and detach, and understand that I am being taken care of. Come on, folks. This is our spirituality. This is what we've learned, and it's easy when everything's going just right. Change is a constant, the only constant in the universe, and you can bet that over 2012 and beyond, more and more change is going to take place. You have an opportunity to open up and become more aware. This is the gift that is being given to us, to allow our lives to be joyful in spite of everything else that's going on, or we choose to view as negative, which I don't. I just allow for everything to flow because it always works out perfectly. This is the universe that I live in. Nothing bad ever happens to me. I would love everybody to say that. Nothing bad ever happens to me. I am watched over, I am protected, and so are you.
Mm-hmm. So in your personal experience, is it easy to contact angels? Is it difficult to contact angels? How did you know that the angel you were contacting was Archangel Michael?
Well, he told me. It's easy to contact angels. We make it complicated by our own lack of trust or faith. And people always ask me, how do you know it's the angels and not, you know, your ego? The angels are always positive. It's always about being uplifting. Your ego will tell you you can't do something. Your ego will bring in fear. Fear is a much-needed emotion, which is really okay. We just don't want fear to run our lives. And we see that everywhere, as I'm in the United States, as I said. But people rule, R-U-L-E, rule by fear. To keep people in a fear mode allows politicians, allows husbands, allows whoever to keep control. So when you ask your angels, please take away my fear, let me see this situation clearly, you're going to see the situation clearly if you are open to receive that information. Connecting with angels is an automatic. It's a given. You're always connected. Angels are always around you. When I do a reading on somebody, I can see if those angels are very close to that person due to the spiritual connection that they have, or I can see if the angels are a bit in the distance, which means that person is a bit closed off to receiving their spiritual help or their spiritual connection. So it's really up to the individual. Once you open up to it, they're right there. The problem that people have, once again, is that lack of trust or that lack of faith or that belief that the angels are not taking care of them. And then again, I bring you back to that statement. Keep saying it to yourself, everyone. I believe I live in a very friendly universe that takes care of me. My book, The Eight Keys, speaks a lot about this, Luciana. It's a very easy read. It is not only my life story of physical, sexual, and emotional abuse as a child and how you move from being invisible with no self-esteem to being in the forefront. And it teaches you how to make that connection with the angels. But it also takes you those keys. The first key is believe. Believe there is a power stronger than us that flows through us. And then you trust that this power is going to take care of you. And then you detach, which means let go of judging a situation, let go of needing to control a situation, understanding that believing, trusting, and detaching allows for the angels to take care of things for you. And then you put love into that situation. Those are just the first four of the eight keys that will transform people's lives if you can understand the energy. Do you see what I mean?
Yes. So Doreen Virtue, for example, says that Archangel Michael is the archangel for protection. Can you tell us a little bit more about him and his role with humanity?
Well, I love it because he's got, I think it's called the White Brotherhood, and it doesn't mean, you know, white as opposed to black. It's the energy around it. He's like the big policeman of the planet. You always want to bring in Archangel Michael into your life. He can be in more places at once than, you know, it, as a spiritual entity. He can be with you. He can be with me. You always want to clear out your space and ask Archangel Michael to come reside with you. He showed up when I took Doreen Virtue's class to let me know that I would be doing readings on people. And I was really kind of taken aback by that because I didn't really think that was something that I would be doing. And he informed me that, yes, I would be doing that. So, you know, I didn't want to be one to argue with an archangel. I said, okay, you want me to do this, I'll do this, but you bring the people to me, which, of course, he did right from the get-go, and which he does. But he also, if you see, being the big policeman of the planet, he can clear out energy in a space. If you've got negative energy or you're feeling negative energy around you, he also protects the firefighters, the policemen, all of those whose intent is pure in regards to protecting others. So Archangel Michael is always around in those situations. You can call upon him anytime, like you can any of the archangels or any of the angels. And if you're not sure who to call, just say, okay, angels, show up. Give me what I need. And they will always be there. One of the unique things that I don't know if we spoke about it last time I was on or not, but what I have been noticing when I first started doing angel readings on people, I would pick up their guardian angels, always two or three, sometimes one, sometimes a little bit more, around them. And now in the last couple of years, few years or so, I'm also picking up an entourage of angels that is around everyone. We now have this extra help that is more visible, or possibly it's because the frequency is so high and the veil between this side and the other side is thinner than it's ever been before. But there's so much change being created on the planet, and you have an entourage of angels, including your guardian angels, including any of the archangels that are willing to help you on your path. All you got to do is ask. It's really that simple. Angels, help me. And when you do that, it opens up a door. There's a celebration on the other side. And they're like, "Woo, yay! We finally we get to help this person," because they can't help us unless we ask, unless we open up that door. So you have to be open to receive that help, which is very, very important. Asking is one thing; receiving is another. Having the belief and the trust and letting go of a situation to allow for the angels to actually do what needs to be done to bring you the outcome that's for your best and highest good.
So if we are going through a moment of change, if we are afraid maybe, or if we are going to do something that's going to make us afraid, like we're going to walk through a dark road, or we are afraid we're going to be robbed, would you say it would be wise to call our guardian angel and also Archangel Michael?
Yes, and allow yourself to put around yourself bubble of protection. Always, white light is very protective. White light is something you want to use, a white light bubble around your children when they're not in your presence, or you want them completely protected. Usually for healers, workers, those of us who are helping others, as you do, Luciana, as I do, I like a pink bubble. Pink allows you to be able to give out energy, but it doesn't allow you to absorb any negativity. You have to understand that change is the only constant that we are going to have, and it's going to happen so much faster because the frequency is higher on the planet, which means the veil between the spiritual world and the physical world, it's thinner than it's ever been before, then that means your thoughts are creating. So your change is going to come to you based on your thoughts. The universe doesn't care where your thoughts are. If you're going to remain in fear, if you're going to remain in lack, if you're going to remain in anxiety, that's what you're going to produce in your life. You have to understand this. The angels are not going to force you to be in a different situation. You will be creating your thoughts this moment, folks. All of you out there are creating. So if you are in fear or in lack or anxiety or judgment or anything else, you want to say, okay, angels, help me change my thoughts. Help me let go of the fear. Help me let go of this lack. Show me, give me clarity on this. You have to change your thoughts. If you are at a lower frequency, that's what's going to be created. The universe, as I said, will not force you to create at a higher level. However, as you keep bringing in the lower energy of fear, lack, judgment, guilt, any anxiety, any of those emotions, you're going to get pretty sick and tired of it. Eventually, you'll be backed into a corner and say, okay, there must be more to life than this. And then the angels will celebrate and try to raise you up to a higher frequency. So isn't it just easier to understand that you live in a friendly universe, you are protected at every given moment, no matter what change is coming into your life? Bless it. Angels, help me get through this quickly. Angels, bless this path that I am on. Angels, take care of me while I am doing it. And allow yourself to then be at that higher frequency and allow your good to be brought to you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it definitely does. So how do we know that we are really speaking to an angel and not just making it up?
You will feel an energy of love. The problem that most people have is that they're not used to being in touch with your feelings. Feelings are very important when you are working spiritually. It is a guide to help us, to keep us safe. So when you close your eyes for just a moment, and we can all do that right in this very second, and you say, okay, angel, surround me with love, and then give yourself a moment to feel, you will find it is the most all-embracing, all-encompassing. For me, it feels very warm. I always get very warm when I'm working very closely with the angels, doing a radio show like this, or speaking in front of people, or doing a reading. My temperature rises up. They surround me. They protect me. They watch over me. They give me love. And people have been known to say to me that my aura is completely white, and it expands when I do those things. That is the angels that are wrapped around us. Just take a moment and feel it. And when you think about something that makes you feel really, really good, we can do this exercise, which helps people really get the clarity of what I mean by that. But think of something, a moment in time that made you feel very, very good. Maybe a hug from somebody or somebody you loved came to you, or a word of praise from someone. Something, a moment in time that was, we all have those, that was just exquisite. The feeling that it gives you, it's a positive feeling. Then remember an uncomfortable time or a negative time or when something happened to you that you hadn't anticipated, that feeling of, ooh. So we understand that. The angels will always bring you that feeling of ecstasy, of joy, of love, of being in that higher plane. We don't do it enough. We don't take the time to connect enough. We run through our daily lives like hamsters in a wheel and forget that in a given moment you can say, angels, this. And then guess what? Take a moment, feel the angels, and they're going to help you with that. I love it because my husband, blessed, I get to work in the spiritual world. This is my business. This is what I do. He works very much in the physical world and has to deal with many, many people. He's in the construction business, as I said. And sometimes he gets inundated with paperwork and things like that. And I'll say to him, honey, you know, if you ask the angels to help you, it'll make the path a little easier. And one day he actually did say to me, he goes, you know, I always forget to do that. He said, but when I do it, it is easier. It does come around better. It does free up the energy. So it's about remembering that we have this connection and letting the angels step in any given situation. Suppose you're having an argument with somebody or you're having a hard time with somebody. Ask the angels to bless the relationship. Ask the angels to take away the negativity. You will be so surprised how quickly the negative energy will dissipate. It is amazing. If we can get into the habit of connecting in our spiritual world, not letting it just be a Sunday thing, or a thing that we do when we have to have something. When we pray to ask, oh, please help me with this, God. If we just do it every day, angels bless this day. Angels make this a happy day.
So would you say that when we feel like we are not being listened to, or we put ourselves in the position where we say, angels don't listen to me, I can't get a hold of them, they don't exist, it's actually us not opening up to them?
Yes, it is actually us not opening up to them, because they are always there, they are always with us. And as I said, if you're looking for a way to do this, my book is magnificent. It's on Amazon.com. Just put in the 8 keys, Linda West. It shows you how the angels work. Because the other thing that we as humans have, besides wanting to control things, I think we all have that. We have to let go of that wanting to control everything. If you're going to allow the universe, God, source, the angels to help you, you got to let go. But the other thing we have is expectations. You have expectations about how a situation should be solved, how the plan can come together, how the angels are going to feel or react to you. And if it doesn't come in that way, then you're going to go, oh, no, the angels didn't send me a rainbow today, so I guess they're not listening to me. If we let go of expectations, we're going to find that the universe then is free to present to us, if you ask, you shall receive. You ask the angels, prove to me you're there. You're going to get something. The part of you that has expectations, or the part of you that says, oh, that's just a coincidence, well, you know, you're just blocking and closing things off. Expectations are blinders that you put on. You're looking straight in front of you. I need a solution for this problem. I need to know how to come up with the money to pay my rent. And you're looking at it and say, okay, I have this uncle that might be able to loan me the money or give me the money, so I'm going to look to Uncle George to solve this problem. And what you're really missing with those blinders you put on, you've already solved it. You've solved the problem. Okay, Uncle George is going to give me the money because we're that way. We like to know the solution. What you're really missing is what could be happening on the left or the right or behind you that the angels are going to be bringing to you. And if you have blinders on, you're going to miss what is going on around you and how the angels create synchronicity and how the universe is unlimited source of money, which is just energy, and how they can bring it to us. It doesn't matter how we get the money, as long as we get it. And the universe is very good at that, very, very good at that. It's us that close the doors based on our beliefs. As soon as you say, oh, they're not going to listen to me, guess what? They're not going to listen to you. When you say, angel, prove to me you're here, we love a little bit of that because the angels love to perform. You're cutting out just a little bit there, Luciana.
Okay, so when
there you
we,
go.
Yeah, I'm moving around trying to catch the Wi-Fi, you know, and I'm asking my angels, please, please make this happen.
Yes, indeed. That's right. And you're back.
It's actually my time for change, you know. So when we work with angels, are we not accepting our responsibility for our actions, or are we shrinking our responsibility for taking control of our lives?
I think, you know, taking control of our lives has a little bit of a, it's a little bit of a dichotomy there. If you want to live the spiritual life, which I think so many of us do, you do, I do, there is a place within us that says, I can't control this. You have to get to that place. That's humility. And that's one of the keys in my book also. Humility that says, okay, I can't solve this problem by myself. And that's really okay. You let go of control and say, angels, take care of this. And what happens, your responsibility then, your part in it then is this. You allow the angels to give you instructions. If you get that feeling, I should go here, or I should contact this person, or I need to get on the internet and look this up. We know when we're being guided. We get that. The angels are very persistent when they want us to do something. I remember when they were very persistent about me publishing, getting my book published. I had to self-publish it first before I got it through a publisher. And they kept at me and at, they were nagging me, you got to self-publish, you got to self-publish. I, in response to that, was saying, I don't have the money to self-publish this book. It's going to be too expensive. I had never even looked into it. And then finally the angels, I got a phone call that same day that they were bugging me all day long. And I got a phone call that same day from a lady who helps you self-publish, and it was certainly not at the cost that I thought it was going to be. You see, the universe is working with us. You just need to follow the guidance that you get, your intuitive guidance. Be in present moment. Allow yourself to be led. The tricky part is sometimes we're going to say, okay, angels, you're going to have to take care of this. And then we get nothing. We get no guidance, and then people are certain because the situation is still in front of our face. And at that point, you're certain that you're not being heard or the angels don't care. You have to understand that there is this amazing tapestry being weaved behind your eyes, behind the scenes, that we cannot see. And the angels in that moment, when you get nothing, they are creating for you synchronicity behind the scenes that is going to play out in front of you. And I guarantee you, soon enough, you will get the guidance. You will know what direction to turn. I remember, I think I might have said this on my radio show or yours, Luciana, I can't remember, but my husband and I had these papers. We were scattered all over the place between banks and attorneys and this and that was going on. And I looked at him and I said, what do you think we should do? He says, I don't have a clue. And I said, I don't have a clue either. I said, we'll let the angels take care of it, and when we are supposed to do something, they will let us know. They will bring something else into our lives that will move us in a direction that we need to go. And that's exactly what happened. We let it go, and wasn't but a week later, it's like, okay, here is our answer. This is what we need to do. We are moving in this direction now.
So for you, it's more like a teamwork then.
Absolutely. You know, you can't sit on your butt and say, okay, bring me everything I need and then never move. That's not good. But you also don't want to run over divine timing. There is this magic balance that we need to have. And it is always about being in present moment. It is always about having that trust and faith. And it is always about living in a friendly universe. Just, that makes it, and it makes it easy. I don't know what to do, so I'm not going to do anything. And then all of a sudden it's like, okay, now I know what to do.
Good. So what about signs? Do angels communicate with us through
all
signs?
All the time. Indeed. And depending on what your belief or what's potent for you, but I think we last time talked about the number 4. Oh, I wrote that on your Facebook page. You have
four
members.
Awesome.
I know. I love it. The number 4 is the number of the angels. And it'll amaze me if I'm in a little bit of turmoil and I'm driving. It amazes me, Luciana, how many license plates have 444 on them. And, or you'll see 444 on the clock, or you'll wake up at that time in the morning. Or see a rainbow. Some people like feathers because the angel wings. I have a friend who every time she sees a feather, she knows the angels are watching over her. I have another friend that every time she finds a penny, she knows that's from the angels. That's her sign. That's her signal. So it is. They are always communicating with us. I always think the shooting stars are just a magnificent way to receive an attagirl or an attaboy, the way the angels are communicating with us. But it's not enough to have those physical signs. Those physical signs come after, oftentimes, we believe. What is the saying? It says, I'll believe it when I see it. There are a lot of people out there that they're not going to believe the spiritual until they see something that's going to convince them, maybe an angel standing in front of them. Well, the point of it is, you won't. You will see it when you believe it, when you put it out there and say, angels, take care of this. Angels, give me a sign. And then you will see it.
So what about
that
numbers?
That is also part of our responsibility.
Yes. So you were talking about numbers. What happens when we see different numbers? For example, we see 1313, you know, repeated numbers, but not the same number. Does that mean something as well?
Absolutely.
And how should you read that?
You know, and it's very, very interesting. And Doreen Virtue has Healing with the Angels book. And in the back of the book is the basic numbers and what they mean. And she also has Angel Numbers book, a little teeny tiny book that gives you all the numbers from 0 to 999. When you get accustomed to these numbers, you're going to understand what they mean. Ones are always about watch your thoughts. Create in this moment. It is always about creation in this moment. So raise your thoughts to a higher frequency. Threes are the ascended masters, Jesus, Kuan Yin, all of those. So when you're looking at 1313 or 3131, it means that the ascended masters are working with you on your thoughts. So raise your thoughts to a very high level so that you're in that higher frequency. It's a magnificent way of getting communication and getting validation from the other side. So I would encourage you to get the books, to get the Angel Number books, all these things you can find on Amazon.com. And like I said, after a while, you're going to recognize what those numbers mean. Fives are always about change. 555, if you're waking up at that time in the morning, fives are always about change. Hold on to your seatbelt. Change is coming. That may be good for some of you. I remember every time I used to see 555, it'd be like, oh, no, change is coming again. Now it's like, good, let's move on. Let's do it. Twos are always about, hold on, don't quit 5 minutes before the miracle. The universe is working for you. So it is always in your favor. It's a great way to have communication, and it's a wonderful way to take a look at things and say, ah, good, validation. The angels are watching over me. Are you there?
Yes. What about colors? For example, sometimes lion for therapy.
You are cutting out. I did hear the word colors.
Yeah. What about lights or light colors? Sometimes I have clients lying down for therapy. And when they close their eyes and I'm working on them, they say they see these wide lights, like if somebody had placed a big flashlight beside them.
Wonderful.
Would this be angels as well?
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Archangel Michael has the royal blue color around him. Just for those of you who are color sensitive, Archangel Raphael, which is our healing archangel, he has green, emerald green. So when you're working on healing physical body or emotional body, you may start seeing emerald green. White light is about purification, getting rid of the negativity, bringing in the high spiritual frequency. And so is purple. Purple is also about spirituality. And so it is. Those of you who are sensitive to colors, you can be quite aware of that. There are more colors that you work with, but you can kind of take it by what the colors, the chakras are. If there's too much red around a person, you really, 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 it means that there could be anger. Or there is not enough grounding, or too grounded, and we need more spirituality. So what we're looking for is always about balance, and there are always signs. And the beauty of it is, see, I don't need a lot of that anymore because I know, I absolutely know. For those of you who are just beginning, these things are magnificent. It's a wonderful way. The angels are always wanting to prove to you that they're there. So depending if you are a very visual person, you will get those visual things. If you're very much way into color, you're going to see those different colors. The angels are going to work with you in the way that is most comfortable for you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. So we're in the last few minutes of the show, Linda. Would you like to share with our listeners your last few words?
I absolutely would. I am going to be doing a series of workshops in different areas, the first one being in Las Vegas coming up in December. But there's such a hoopla around 2012 and what's going to happen or what's not going to happen. I'm going to tell you this, it is not the end of the world. So everybody don't worry about it. That could be bad news for some of you who maybe were hoping we were all done with this. What is really happening is, and we've felt it so much this year, is the higher frequency is coming in, and it's coming in even more. So we are going to be in a lot of spiritual, energetic shifts taking place to put us in a higher frequency. If you are struggling against your spirituality, you are going to find yourself even more uncomfortable coming up, because as that frequency gets higher, your struggle is going to be higher. So if you let go and allow this to come to you, allow your good to come to you, move into that higher frequency of joy, you're going to find that your path is also going to be more joyous. The more we struggle against ourselves, which is basically our spirituality, the more we struggle against ourselves or allowing ourselves to let go or allowing ourselves to actually enjoy life, which is what we're supposed to do, the more struggle come in this coming year you're going to have, because the frequency, trust me, my friends, is just going to get higher. And what, as you see what's happening out there, Luciana, people are irritated, they're angry, they're anxiety-filled, they're in fear. And the reason is this frequency is very, very high. It's very uncomfortable. It's causing change. People don't like change. They don't realize it is a good spiritual thing that is happening. So we have many, many lost souls out there. The chaos is going to come to a greater height before it falls out into the balance that we need. So you're going to have to expect, as you were talking about today, change. You're going to have to expect it. Work with your angels very closely to have that path that is paved with gold, because we don't have to be subject to all that negativity. Allow yourself to be protected and loved and adored by the angels. Thank you, Luciana.
Thank you very much, Linda. This was Linda West on Angels Protect Us in Times of Change. Thank you, dear. Thank you very much for being with us here. We really appreciate it.
Take care, my dear. Have a great day, everybody.
You too. Have a big hug. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.